Let's talk a little bit about the management of metastatic disease. And first, I guess if you could comment a little bit on the psychological and emotional reaction that you observe.
I think that's a very difficult time for women. It's such a disappointment to know that your cancer has come back. And again, there's obviously an individual response. Some women just feel very much like their life is over, the life as they knew it is over, but they feel so disappointed, and most women are very saddened. I think that's where I feel my position and my role is to really help them have an understanding of this and to really give them some very concrete examples of other women that I follow who have metastasis in multiple sites and are living a very good life. And it's going on for some period of time, years, with disease in their lung, their liver, and their bones. So I try to give them an example. One of the nurses that used to work with me right in the center was somebody who had metastatic breast cancer. I never identified her as a person, but I would be able to tell women, you know, there's a nurse out there that you see every time you come. She looks like me. She works side by side with me. You wouldn't know that, but she has metastatic breast cancer. And I think that kind of opened their eyes to the fact that life can go on after that. Another hurdle for women is trying to have an idea that you've coached them through a period of treatment where you give them calendars and you tell them how long it's going to take to get through. And now you're telling them we want to start some therapy and they want to know how long they have to take it. And it's hard to say, well, we're going to start this and we're going to see how it works. And the reality is they're going to be on some form of therapy for the rest of their life. And that in itself is hard to take in and feel like that's something positive. For women who have had a difficult time with their adjuvant chemotherapy, this, I think, is the most difficult time for them. But we also then have the opportunity for women who are ERPR positive to give them therapies that aren't going to initially, you know, have them lose their hair or things such as this. So depending on a lot of pieces of the metastatic sites, their age, and other things, they can be offered a hormonal therapy that can be very effective.